Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we're back. Mark Cerise on the trade. Trey Thomas is here. Everybody's talking about Nick Foles, including on ESPN right now. We'll get back to the phones here. Your partner's on the line here, Trey. Levi! Yeah, we'll check in with Levi coming up sometime this hour.
Yeah, man. Well. Levi hit me on via Twitter the other day, man.
He did?
Yeah.
You guys talking?
No.
Well, it's important y'all build that relationship away
from
the
studio. Yeah, build a little rapport, you know, trying to get some of that in.
Listen, I'll shoot him your number, and then you guys could text. It's easier than the checking on Twitter, but, you know.
A little more private.
A little bit more intimate.
Yeah. Yeah, no, because so D'Angelo Hall has been on ESPN. Maybe this is something Turtle can grab in the back there, Ben. And we're giving away $1,000 coming up in just 1 second. But you know, it's like this is the hot topic of the Ike of the free agency right now. Kirk Cousins obviously moving teams or whatever, but you know, when you're talking about the Super Bowl MVP, it's you know, it's a good thing. It is good talk.
It's not very often that winning the Super Bowl, I mean, especially at the quarterback position, winning the Super Bowl MVP puts you in a position where you're being talked about, moved in the upcoming offseason. That just doesn't happen very often. Mm-hmm. Typically, if you're a quarterback and you've led your team to a Super Bowl victory and you're the MVP, I mean, you're talking about contract extensions and commercials and endorsements and everything else. But when it happens with the backup quarterback, this is a unique situation.
Very unique.
Yeah. It's unique. So,
yeah. It's throwing everybody off.
Yeah, it really is.
Worlds are colliding.
Indeed. All right, this hour's code word that will give you a chance to win $1,000 is FACT. Text the word FACT, F-A-C-T, to 72881. Do it right now. Text FACT to 72881. I don't know if you're eligible, Trey. Trey's over there texting right now.
Hey, I was trying.
One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit entercomcontest.com. That is FACT to 72881. Good luck, everybody. Next chance to win 4 o'clock, and then at 3 o'clock, 3 and 4 o'clock every day the rest of this week, and then for weeks to come coming up. Hey, real quick, there's something's going to, I guess it's going to start tonight. I don't know the timing of it, which is what's concerning to me, but this whole snowstorm. So we're supposed to have the round table, the town hall, Eagles town hall at McGurk's on Thursday. That's now being postponed till next week. Next Tuesday, Ben, is when we're going to do it.
I'm not totally sure we have confirmation yet, but that's what it's looking like.
All right. Well, it's not going to be Thursday because we might be digging out. Now we're trying to decide if we need a hotel room, Ike, to get into work or to maybe after the show tomorrow to stay because the roads will be too bad. But we're going to try to get where's our meteorologist, Bruce? We need him. We need some timing of this storm right here.
So I'm imagining, right, it's supposed to snow all through the night, right? It's supposed to start later on this night. It's going to start with rain. Snow is supposed to come somewhere in the a.m., 12, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm. Supposed to snow all the way through the night, through the early morning, through the afternoon.
Through our show, pretty much.
Yeah, I got 100% chance of snow all the way up to like 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Is that your iPhone?
O'clock. Yeah, that's my
forecast.
iPhone. Yeah.
Well, so, what I saw, and they're calling for, depending on who you watch, and we do CBS3. Our friends over at CBS3. I've seen all forecasted all the way up to 16 inches.
16 inches of snow.
Yeah,
it's a lot of snow.
Now, obviously, the more south, with a lot of storms, the more south that you go, so like you're going to get less storms, less snow than me that lives in Collegeville. I'm north and west. So I could be at the top of that. But, yeah, I'm just I depending on when it starts, I may not be really affected other than having to drive in the snow. But if it doesn't, the last I saw, the heavy snow is not supposed to start until like mid-morning tomorrow. So if that's the case, I can get in here early, and I can prepare everything at home and get in early.
Yeah, but do I want to drive through that tomorrow?
No. No, you should get a hotel room.
Yeah, just go and get your room, man.
You should get a hotel room.
I don't know if there's enough snow for me to just be like, hey, babe, I'm going to go ahead and get this room over here and hang out. Miss, right. Like, look here.
Well, here's the thing. Well, my whole thing is, you got to realize, you know, with a wife and kids at home.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want them to be trapped with the snow over
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
No, so, me neither.
That's fatherhood.
You know.
Well, that's why I, all else being equal, I'm going to go home tonight and I'm going to leave early tomorrow morning, get in, and then. If the snow's done at 6 o'clock, even if it's a foot, foot and a half, I can wait it out a couple hours and then drive home. I'm for the most part, highway driving. It might be tough when I get off the highway, but I want to be home. I want to make sure that everything's taken care of, that we're shoveled out,
right?
That the vehicles are shoveled out in case of an emergency. I can't leave them. My mom's coming and helping out, but I can't leave them alone up there. I'm not doing that.
I'm glad you guys think it's okay for me to leave my family alone.
Well, you're a little bit older. The kid's a little bit older. I got
a little bit. You do have smaller children. You're right. You're right.
But
hey, your kids kind of fend for themselves. You just like, look at man, y'all going in there and fix something.
Man, yeah, I'm gonna bring a shovel in. You could break for him tomorrow.
I don't even know what a shovel look like. Man. Terrible parenting.
Yeah, man. That's all right.
That's
terrible
right.
parenting. The jokers ain't out there shoveling no snow, man. No.
I get my kids out there.
They
we get
out there
it,
and play in the snow. They ain't gonna go out there and actually shovel the driveway.
Nah, my kids will kind of enjoy it. We make it a game, you know. We get out there, you know.
No, I meant my kids.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, we got to show you how to make it a game, you know. You go out there and snowball each other a little bit. But now, hey, look, you got the shovel in your hand, you know. you know, we shoveling snow.
Let's see who can get the most snow up.
Let's shovel snow on each other, but let's make sure that we throw it over here first.
You do your snow removal?
Oh, yeah, man. I get out there and shovel, man.
You do it?
Yeah.
You don't have a snow blower?
No. I have two young boys. I mean, I have a 15-year-old. Just turned 15 and a 10-year-old. Hey, man, get your shovel. Let's go.
You
take this section. I had this section over here. You know, let's have at it.
All right.
You know?
Yeah, because what Ike does is he says, all right, snowplow, put the snow over this way right here.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to dump all that over there, man. Dump that over there.
Now, it depends on how heavy it is now. Yeah. I make the emergency call now. If it's a heavy snowfall, I get out there and I, you know, I call somebody to come on through. But, you know,
I can't wait for the guy to come rolling through the development with the snow.
Exactly
truck.
Right.
Yeah, go ahead and get that.
Exactly right.
Yeah, go ahead and get that.
All right, so we actually have the Angelo Hall on ESPN. He's talking about Nick Foles here. So this is just literally a couple minutes ago. Here it is.
Get rid of Foles. You don't need him. I mean, what is he there for? He's there to do what? He was a stopgap. Yes, he won the Super Bowl. Nobody thought he could do it. I don't think anybody outside of Philly thought he could do it. He did it. Congratulations. He played excellent football all throughout the playoffs. But if I'm Philly, I'm moving him so I can get value because that value is going to disappear.
There you go. That's a football player saying that, Trey.
Yeah.
Get the value.
He's right. The value, it will disappear now. Now, listen, you want him as your backup, that's great. But I think when you have confidence in your ability to develop young quarterbacks and teach the quarterback position, if they really have all this faith in Nate Sudfeld, that really affords them the ability to trade Nick Foles. Again, people have to look at it as, even if Carson Wentz isn't ready at the beginning of the season, even if Carson Wentz is going to be ready, let's say, at the beginning of October, and Nick is going to, and let's say Carson is going to miss three or four games. Well, guess what? Nate Sudfeld is just going to have to navigate you through those games.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you bringing in for your backup? You going to draft someone?
I would bring a veteran in.
Bring a veteran in?
Yeah.
Yeah, veteran.
I mean, I would bring a veteran in.
Absolutely.
Under, and you may be able to get them cheaper than what you were paying Nick at $5 million,
probably.
$6 million plus.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You get one of these veterans you can pay for one year on a 1 year deal.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them in. Like, you can't pass up. Again, now this is all about the offer you're going to receive.
Yeah, if it's the right offer. Yeah.
You can't pass up a good offer
because
you think Nick is the, you know, because you got the Super Bowl MVP and you want a number one overall pick. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Good luck getting that number one pick. That's what those teams are going to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, D'Angelo's right. The value's gone. And you risk losing value. He plays one game.
Yeah.
Right? He comes out and plays a game, and it's a game like the Oakland game, and that's the only start he sees. Now he's a free agent at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Once he starts the season, first of all, he can hurt his own value as a free agent. A. B, you have no value now. Unless you're going to trade him at the deadline with two trade players in the
season.
And
that's rare. Is that rare? I mean, that's rare that happens.
Mm-hmm. Looks like we have some potential breaking news here.
What you got?
Your old partner, my old colleague, Chris Carlin, checking in. I'm actually seeing this via his producer, Brian Monzo, on Twitter. Chris says this, and I'm quoting, "I'm coming around more and more to the idea of the Jets trading for Nick Foles, a third-round pick this year and a first next year."
Huh?
Here's what I say to that.
Where's my Chris?
Yeah, I take that. Yeah, Chris is now saying the first next year in 2019 and the third this year.
Yeah.
There you go, I'd do it. Yeah. Yeah, the Jets realize they're not getting Kirk Cousins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now they're going to be left with whatever's left, which is going to be...
But it's all the same.
I'd rather have Nick Foles,
Sam Bradford, all of you, Case Keenum. Mm-hmm. It's all the same. AJ McCarron, like... Nick Foles becomes a little bit more attractive than some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the Jets, you said a third this year and a first next year.
Okay. Yeah, and they might be dumb enough to do it.
Okay.
You never know with the Jets.
And you may have to settle for something like that.
Yeah.
You may not get the first in this year's draft. You may get it in next year's draft.
I'll take it next year.
And that's two number ones for you in 2019.
How about that?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.